summer, you can be walking along in your long shorts or your tunic, whatever you're wearing, and you go through the long grass, and what happens is you get little seeds on your socks, and your little furry round ball seeds, and you can't get them off, and you walk, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 miles, and the seeds come off and plants grow in new places, yeah. Seed distribution, I think it's called. Fine, yeah, I don't mind that, because you know plants got to grow in new places and they can't walk fair enough. But the other day, I was standing at the bus stop in my hipsters, all of a sudden I felt the back of them being tugged. I looked down, there's a cheese plant on his hands and he's packing my socks with seeds. I couldn't believe it. I went, oh, I know what you were up to, you cheeky little sap, go on then. And he was packing them in. I had huge boots made of seeds. I was like Puss in Boots. And I went to leave and I got about halfway down the road and he went, are you going past the library? I went, yeah, it might be. When can you take these books back for us? I thought he's taking the mick. I went, they better be overdue or you'll see the back of my hand. So anyway, I left again, got to the corner and he went, if you're going past petrol gauge, can you get some king size Rizzlers? I went, what, you smoke grass? He went, what, come on, what, smoke my own people? Oh, you sicken me. Oh, I can't believe you'd say such a thing. What, a cannibal? Oh, crikey. I went, alright mate, sorry. And I carried him walking and he went, and can you get some Pringles and some Mars bars or some kind of crispy, you know, some crisps and some chocolate, because I get a bit hungry after I've had a smoke. And I went, you do smoke drugs? And he went, right, that's it, so I'm gonna come at you like Blazing Ian. And he just ran at me like that, and I thought, all right, I'll take you on. And we had a big scrap outside the boots. We were there, I had him in a headlock like that, and he had all the skin under my neck, and I was just reeling him around like a pie, and we were just fighting in a huge sea of botanical fisticuffs. We didn't know what was happening. It was crazy. And I thought, right, you've done it now. I mean, because I'm from the streets, yeah, I'm going to whip you up like a fizzy toucan. I thought you're gonna get the elbows, so I ran back to the top of the street and I came in with huge lances, two of them, and I looked, he'd gone. There was a massive weeping willow there and an old gnarly oak tree. I looked up at them and the cheese plum was in the background just behind them, and the weeping willow went, don't touch him, he's one of us. And I thought, oh yeah. And then the big gnarly oak tree with a barrel chest like Kirk Douglas came out and went, okay, picking on the little guy, how about a few rounds with grandpa? And he just tensed his wooden muscle up and I thought, whoa, no fit. And I just legged it, ran all the way home. Whew, that was a close scrape, I'd say though. Got home, some bracket had put me windows through.